Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 3. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
We're talking to Sharon, a gap year student who travelled and worked for a year before going to university. Sharon, why did you choose to work in Banff, a mountain village in Canada?
Well, I've skied most of my life, and Banff is a skiing paradise. When I learned about the possibility of working in a ski resort, I immediately went for it.
So, I guess you got a job there as a skiing instructor.
Well, finally, yes. When I arrived there, I was already an experienced skier, but I had no idea how to teach others. So, when I arrived, I had to take a special course for new instructors. And to earn money in the meantime, I worked in a hotel as a cleaner. It was terrible. I didn't know how to clean rooms and bathrooms to the very high standards the managers wanted. That job wasn't much fun, I can tell you.
That must have been hard. And how about living a long way from home? Did you feel lonely?
No. Luckily, my family visited me a couple of times, which was great. But it took me some time to feel good living on my own. I even thought of giving up, mostly because I missed my boyfriend, who was spending his gap year in Australia, and I didn't see him the whole time. We only talked on the phone, that was all.
How would you sum up your gap year?
I had some very hard times, but some amazing ones too. For example, during the weekends, I travelled to different places around Canada. I even went whitewater rafting and skydiving. Believe me, the memories are wonderful.
Any advice for students who are thinking of taking a gap year?
I'd say go for it. It will be the best thing you've ever done. It will be difficult at times, but don't give up. You'll have memories and make friendships that last a lifetime.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
We're talking to Sharon, a gap year student who travelled and worked for a year before going to university. Sharon, why did you choose to work in Banff, a mountain village in Canada?
Well, I've skied most of my life, and Banff is a skiing paradise. When I learned about the possibility of working in a ski resort, I immediately went for it.
So, I guess you got a job there as a skiing instructor.
Well, finally, yes. When I arrived there, I was already an experienced skier, but I had no idea how to teach others. So, when I arrived, I had to take a special course for new instructors. And to earn money in the meantime, I worked in a hotel as a cleaner. It was terrible. I didn't know how to clean rooms and bathrooms to the very high standards the managers wanted. That job wasn't much fun, I can tell you.
That must have been hard. And how about living a long way from home? Did you feel lonely?
No. Luckily, my family visited me a couple of times, which was great. But it took me some time to feel good living on my own. I even thought of giving up, mostly because I missed my boyfriend, who was spending his gap year in Australia, and I didn't see him the whole time. We only talked on the phone, that was all.
How would you sum up your gap year?
I had some very hard times, but some amazing ones too. For example, during the weekends, I travelled to different places around Canada. I even went whitewater rafting and skydiving. Believe me, the memories are wonderful.
Any advice for students who are thinking of taking a gap year?
I'd say go for it. It will be the best thing you've ever done. It will be difficult at times, but don't give up. You'll have memories and make friendships that last a lifetime.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Hi, I'm Daniel from the emergency services. I work as a call taker. It's my job to locate the caller and find out which service is needed, police, ambulance, or fire and rescue. But people sometimes call the emergency number accidentally. Then they hang up when they realize their mistake. But if you call us by mistake, please don't hang up, because if you do, we will try to call you back. And if we can't reach you, we'll send out a team to locate you. Stay on the phone and tell us that you called by mistake, so that we needn't worry about you. Then we can deal with calls from people who really need help. Two.
Recently, the internet has been full of comments about the Starbucks cup filmed by mistake in a scene in the Game of Thrones. How is it possible that nobody noticed the cup in the middle of the table when they were filming? You may think the mistake was left in the scene because the filmmaker was careless or lazy. But the fact is that by the time someone noticed the cup during the editing stage, it was too late to film the scene again. It just would have cost too much.
Three. When it comes to security, many homeowners still make very basic mistakes. I'll give you an example. A house in this neighborhood was recently broken into soon after its owners had posted their holiday photos on Instagram. This was an open invitation to thieves. As a result, many valuable items were stolen from the house. There have been many similar cases in our city where homeowners have posted their holiday photos and this way let the wrong people know their house is unprotected. Please think about it carefully before sharing your personal information on social media. Four.
It was about 11 p.m. when I got into the lift of my apartment block and pressed the button. When I got out, I went straight to the apartment opposite the lift. While I was looking for my key, I heard someone talking inside. Thinking it was a burglar, I called the police. I gave them the address and waited. Soon I heard someone knocking on someone's door on the floor below. I went down and met two officers in front of an apartment. Seeing the number on the door, I realised it was my apartment and that I'd made a stupid mistake. I had got out of the lift on the 6th floor instead of the 5th. I was so embarrassed.
Five. Let me tell you about a mistake my sister once made. At the end of her first year in Sweden, she had to see a doctor. She called the clinic and the receptionist arranged the date and time of her visit. My sister carefully wrote the details down. 18th of April at 9 a.m. On the 8th of April, she got a call from the clinic asking why she hadn't come to the appointment. After a while, she realized what had happened. The words for 8th and 18th sound similar in Swedish, so she had obviously misunderstood the receptionist. It turned out that she could still have an appointment on the 18th, and now she always makes sure that she understands so that it doesn't happen again.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Hi, I'm Daniel from the emergency services. I work as a call taker. It's my job to locate the caller and find out which service is needed, police, ambulance, or fire and rescue. But people sometimes call the emergency number accidentally. Then they hang up when they realize their mistake. But if you call us by mistake, please don't hang up. Because if you do, we will try to call you back. And if we can't reach you, we'll send out a team to locate you. Stay on the phone and tell us that you called by mistake, so that we needn't worry about you. Then we can deal with calls from people who really need help. Two.
Recently, the internet has been full of comments about the Starbucks cup filmed by mistake in a scene in the Game of Thrones. How is it possible that nobody noticed the cup in the middle of the table when they were filming? You may think the mistake was left in the scene because the filmmaker was careless or lazy. But the fact is that by the time someone noticed the cup during the editing stage, it was too late to film the scene again. It just would have cost too much.
Three. When it comes to security, many homeowners still make very basic mistakes. I'll give you an example. A house in this neighborhood was recently broken into soon after its owners had posted their holiday photos on Instagram. This was an open invitation to thieves. As a result, many valuable items were stolen from the house. There have been many similar cases in our city where homeowners have posted their holiday photos and this way let the wrong people know their house is unprotected. Please think about it carefully before sharing your personal information on social media. Four.
It was about 11 p.m. when I got into the lift of my apartment block and pressed the button. When I got out, I went straight to the apartment opposite the lift. While I was looking for my key, I heard someone talking inside. Thinking it was a burglar, I called the police. I gave them the address and waited. Soon I heard someone knocking on someone's door on the floor below. I went down and met two officers in front of an apartment. Seeing the number on the door, I realized it was my apartment and that I'd made a stupid mistake. I had got out of the lift on the 6th floor instead of the 5th. I was so embarrassed.
Five. Let me tell you about a mistake my sister once made. At the end of her first year in Sweden, she had to see a doctor. She called the clinic and the receptionist arranged the date and time of her visit. My sister carefully wrote the details down. 18th of April at 9 a.m. On the 8th of April, she got a call from the clinic asking why she hadn't come to the appointment. After a while, she realized what had happened. The words for 8th and 18th sound similar in Swedish, so she had obviously misunderstood the receptionist. It turned out that she could still have an appointment on the 18th, and now she always makes sure that she understands so that it doesn't happen again.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
Text 1.
Hello everyone. In our town, there is a new and unusual place called the Repair Cafe. This isn't a traditional cafe where you get various types of coffee and cake. It is actually a place where you can take your broken household items. In the Repair Cafe, there are volunteers who can teach you how to repair anything, from vacuum cleaners to toys. The main idea behind the Repair Cafe is to make people realize that when something stops working, it can often be fixed. So when your blender or toaster breaks down, take it to the Repair Cafe. You will save money and also help the environment.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello everyone. In our town, there is a new and unusual place called the Repair Cafe. This isn't a traditional cafe where you get various types of coffee and cake. It is actually a place where you can take your broken household items. In the Repair Cafe, there are volunteers who can teach you how to repair anything, from vacuum cleaners to toys. The main idea behind the Repair Cafe is to make people realize that when something stops working, it can often be fixed. So when your blender or toaster breaks down, take it to the Repair Cafe. You will save money and also help the environment.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
Text 2. I'm sorry I'm late.
Sorry? I've been waiting here for half an hour, and all you have to say is sorry?
It's lunchtime. It was almost impossible to find a place to park the car. I had to drive around for 20 minutes before I found a free space.
I know, but I'm very hungry. The waiter has already come up to me twice. I was lucky he didn't tell me to leave and wait outside.
You're right. I'm very sorry. Do we still have time to order something?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Sorry? I've been waiting here for half an hour, and all you have to say is sorry?
It's lunchtime. It was almost impossible to find a place to park the car. I had to drive around for 20 minutes before I found a free space.
I know, but I'm very hungry. The waiter has already come up to me twice. I was lucky he didn't tell me to leave and wait outside.
You're right. I'm very sorry. Do we still have time to order something?
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu trzeciego.
Text 3. Hi, Mandy. Welcome to our boutique. My name is Jeff. Please take a seat.
Thanks, John.
Well, actually, I said I'm Jeff, not John. Mandy, could you put your phone away before we start the interview? Just so that you can concentrate.
Don't worry. I can focus on two tasks at the same time. But of course, I'll put my mobile away.
Great, thanks. Why do you want to work here?
Well, I love clothes and I need some money for my new phone contract. Sorry, I've just received a text. I've got to check it. Oh, it's just from a friend. Nothing important. I can reply later.
Okay. Now, do you have any customer service experience?
I used to have a job in a shop that sold sports equipment, but I was only a cashier. I didn't need to talk to customers much. The shop wasn't very busy.
Well, ours gets quite busy, especially at weekends. As a shop assistant, you will need to help customers. Do you think you can do that?
Sure. I prefer texting, but I can talk to people if I have to. However, I didn't think the job would involve regular contact with people. Customers can be so annoying. Sorry, George. I've just received another message I need to look at.
Right. I've had enough. During the whole interview, you've been busy with your mobile and you can't even remember my name. We won't be able to get on. And a piece of advice? If you try to find a job somewhere else, leave your mobile at home and start listening to people. Goodbye, Mandy. There are other candidates waiting.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Mandy. Welcome to our boutique. My name is Jeff. Please take a seat.
Thanks, John.
Well, actually, I said I'm Jeff, not John. Mandy, could you put your phone away before we start the interview? Just so that you can concentrate.
Don't worry. I can focus on two tasks at the same time. But of course, I'll put my mobile away.
Great, thanks. Why do you want to work here?
Well, I love clothes and I need some money for my new phone contract. Sorry, I've just received a text. I've got to check it. Oh, it's just from a friend. Nothing important. I can reply later.
Okay. Now, do you have any customer service experience?
I used to have a job in a shop that sold sports equipment, but I was only a cashier. I didn't need to talk to customers much. The shop wasn't very busy.
Well, ours gets quite busy, especially at weekends. As a shop assistant, you will need to help customers. Do you think you can do that?
Sure. I prefer texting, but I can talk to people if I have to. However, I didn't think the job would involve regular contact with people. Customers can be so annoying. Sorry, George. I've just received another message I need to look at.
Right. I've had enough. During the whole interview, you've been busy with your mobile and you can't even remember my name. We won't be able to get on. And a piece of advice? If you try to find a job somewhere else, leave your mobile at home and start listening to people. Goodbye, Mandy. There are other candidates waiting.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.